Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we welcome back to our studios the famous and talented Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea. Welcome back, Bill. Nice to see you.
Thank you, Mike. Great to be here.
Always nice to have you with us talking about what's coming up at Theater by the Sea. And we'll get a chance to talk about some of the shows that are going to be opening soon. But right now, it's just a few days away, and the Buddy Holly Story, the first show on the docket, will be opening up. And we are very happy to have the director of the Buddy Holly Story, talk about talented and famous, Richard Sabelico is here. Welcome, Richard. Nice to have you with us.
Hi, nice to see you again, Mike.
Nice to see you again. He was just about to take a sip of his coffee, but I caught him mid-sip when I said that. But actually, Richard and I go back a ways. Like everybody in showbiz, there's always a circle of things. But
yep.
Back to 1993, believe it or not, when you were only 12.
Exactly. I was a prodigy.
Right. You were first directing at that point in time, and
yeah, I had only started, like, wasn't it 92?
Might have been 92 started,
I think it was,
yeah.
92.
Yeah, the show ran into 93, yeah. Yeah. And we're talking about Music Man. I had the privilege of being on the national tour, and Richard was the director of that. But we're here today to talk about the Buddy Holly Story and the fact that Richard is going to be directing that. But let's back up a little bit. We said 1992 Music Man, but tell us about the rest of your theater life. Ooh, we only got a few minutes, so don't get too detailed.
Well, when I started directing in the early 90s, I gave up performing, and I've been very fortunate. I've had a very successful directing career.
Mm-hmm.
I've written a new musical that is being in development right now. I teach, I lecture,
All out of New York?
All out of New York.
Okay.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And it's a pretty good life.
There you go. And you get to come to, when the weather turns nice, come to Theater by the Sea.
To the beach.
To the beach and be part of it. Yeah. Now, the show opens on Wednesday night, so if you haven't got your tickets yet, you should be doing that. You should be getting your tickets for the whole season, as a matter of fact, because a lot of these shows, if you're experienced Theater by the Sea goer, you know they sell very, very quickly. And over to you, Bill. Speaking of selling very quickly, great season last year, just recap
yeah,
that.
A record-breaking season, and I think I said to you last time, we're already ahead of last year right now, so this could be the new record-breaking season.
Well, that would be a good thing. Every year breaks
the record. As long as we're going in the right direction, I'm good.
Absolutely. And a big story we covered a few weeks ago when we had you on with Kevin Hill, the artistic director. We talked about an improvement to the building.
Yes, first time in 83 years. And when we were talking about it was being installed, now it is installed, air conditioning.
Air conditioning, yep. At the Theater by the Sea.
As
amazing.
Best as we can get it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's still a barn.
Know, there's still holes in the wall
exactly.
And things like that. But
exactly.
But at least it's a comfort.
It's going to take that when it's really bad out there, it'll take that really humidity out of the air, and it'll make people a little bit more comfortable. You won't have to bring a jacket. It won't be like that where people will be cold.
Right.
It's really nice. I want to keep those doors open as often as possible, though.
Right. And it may not be necessary during the Buddy Holly Story that only runs for, runs till the middle of the month or so. And then actually it runs, till June 19th. But maybe when West Side Story hits and then The Wizard of Oz.
We find it in July all the time, in August. Those matinees are brutal, but no longer, hopefully, this will all work right, or I'm not going to pay these people.
Back to you, Richard, and we talk about the show, the Buddy Holly Story. And I mentioned last time, maybe some of our listeners missed it when Bill was here, that this is not a review. This is an actual musical.
It's a fully based book musical. The scenes are just as important as the musical numbers. It tells a very, very interesting sort of Horatio Alger story. about a young guy who was a musical genius who really had a voice that he completely wanted to be heard and was having a hard time of it until he sort of sabotages a radio show in order to get what he wants over the airwaves to be heard by people. And that's what starts the journey.
All right. Well, let's get to music. We got lots of music to play today. And this first one is Ollie V. And that's towards the beginning of the show?
Yeah, that's like in the third scene of the show. It's when he and his group, the Crickets, move to Clovis, New Mexico to record with a company and an engineer, Norm Petty. And this is all true. Everything in the show is absolutely true, based on fact, who understood his music. Buddy Holly played what was known in the time, especially in the South, as colored music. And the South at that time was country western. Mm-hmm. And they wanted country music from Buddy, and Buddy just did not want to play it.
Right.
And finally, he was hooked up to this guy, Norm Petty, in Clovis, New Mexico, who understood that and found a way to market it. But everybody thought he really was colored.
Hmm. All right.
Until he plays the Apollo Theater, which we can talk about later.
All right, here we go.
Well, they sure were a country and western act the last time I looked, folks. Cause everything is gonna be how I wear tonight. We're gonna ride to the river and blues. Well, I got a little gal called Ollie V. Ollie V comes from Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. Tonight we're gonna rock a mountain with Ollie V. Ollie, Ollie V. Ollie V says she's gonna give me ride tonight. I'm gonna wear my blue sweat shoes tonight. Well, tonight we're gonna rock around with Ollie V. Ollie, Ollie V. Well, we're gonna rock it to the river and the blues tonight. Right, cause everything is gonna be all right. Well, tonight we're gonna ride to the rhythm and blues. Go! Well, we're gonna rock it to the rhythm and blues tonight. Right, cause everything is gonna be alright. Well, tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and blues. Tonight I'm gonna shake it to the rhythm of the night. Where the night we're gonna rock around with Ollie V. Holla, holla, be. Well, he's got to move me tonight. If he won't put a stop to me tonight. Where the night we're gonna rock around with Ollie V. Holla, holla. Well, we're gonna rock it to the rhythm and blues tonight. Right, cause everything is gonna be alright. Well, tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and blues. Go! Hey, we're gonna rock it to the rhythm and blues tonight. Right, cause everything is gonna be all right. Well, tonight we're gonna rock to the rhythm and blues.
Well, that'll definitely get us in the mood, and there'll be a lot of mood music as we go along. But Bill, back to you about the theater and the season. Tickets are on sale now for everything, right?
All the shows.
All the shows.
And the kids' shows and everything. Yep, all on sale and selling.
And that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. And the website that people can go to get information?
TheaterByTheSea.com.
Well, that's pretty tricky. TheaterByTheSea.com.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right. And a phone number. You can call Vinny.
Yes, you can always call Vinny. Vinny's terrific. 401-782-8587 or TKTS.
All right. So that's how you can get tickets for all the shows. And just since you mentioned it, just a word about the kids' performances that are going on. Mm-hmm. You said, are those special shows on special days?
Yep. They're Fridays throughout the summer. We've got Snow White, Lucky Bob, Alice in Wonderland, Aladdin, Bubbleology, a lot of fun stuff for the kids, and they're also doing well, too.
Okay.
It's a great thing to bring the kids to.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk a little bit more about the theater in a minute, but back to Richard and the show, the Buddy Holly story. This next song is probably one of the more famous, I would say. And where does that come in the show?
You have to give me a hint. What are we playing?
That'll be
oh, okay. That comes right in the beginning of the show. And it's his first recording at Decca Studios, except they enforce him to sing it as a country version until he finally explodes and with a strong language tells the producer that this is the way the song is going to be heard.
All right.
Stop it. Stop it now, sir. You listen to some real music. The music millions of boppers want to hear. All right, boys. Let's rock and roll it.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. Yes, and you're gonna day. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, you give me all your loving and your tired of loving. All your hugs and kisses and your money to you. Well, you know you love me, baby. So will you tell me, maybe that someday, well, I'll be good. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna be. You know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die. Your heart, so if we ever part and I leave you, will you sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll meet you. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna day, you know it's a lie, cause that'll be the day when I die.
Richard, in an effort to get as much music in as possible, let's proceed through the show, and there's another famous song called Every Day, and we'll play that in a moment, and then Not Fade Away. Tell us about those two, how that kind of reacts.
Every Day is the first time that Buddy used a celeste in the song, in the music. It comes about by accident. Norm Petty's wife, Vi, which is his co-producer, is also an expert piano player, and makes a suggestion one day, and Buddy hears this celeste and absolutely flips over it and feels he needs to put it into the recording. And it was done very, very late at night. They were up almost 24 hours continually recording this music for this album that Norm was producing. And this was one of the last things they did for it, and it proved an enormous success.
And then the song Not Fade Away, that just comes a little bit later in the
program. No, actually it comes before Ollie B. And it's one of the songs that they record for this album that that Norm Petty is producing. Right. And it, I mean, we do it in the show.
Right.
But
right.
It comes before that.
Okay, we'll listen to those two, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more of Theater by the Sea's presentation of the Buddy Holly story.
Now our boys are linked up with producer Norman Petty. The sky's the limit.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little faster. Everyone's a go-ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. seems a little longer every way. Love's a little stronger come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, 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 love like yours will surely come my way.
All right, let's rock and roll it.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. You're gonna give it your love to me. I won't love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. Well, you know my love will not fade away. My love bigger than a Cadillac. I'll try to show you, drive me back. You love me, it's got to be real. For you to know just how I feel. With a love real and I fade away. With a love real and I fade away. Gonna be, you're gonna give it love to me. Love lasts both night and day. Will a love it's a love and I fade away? Will a love it's a love and I fade away?
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney from Theater by the Sea and Richard Sabellico, the director of the Buddy Holly story. And Bill, we talked briefly in the first segment about the theater and the atmosphere and so forth. But for those people, the two people left in New England that haven't been there, let's just kind of recap the fact that the grounds are amazing, beautiful gardens there. There's a restaurant, a bistro attached to the building.
It's a whole night out. You can get there about 6 o'clock, have a wonderful dinner. We've got a new restaurant operator, second year there, terrific stuff. Then you go and see the show, and then intermission, you go to the gazebo outside, you have a drink, and then you go back and see the second act. And then if it's a cabaret night, one of the nicest and most fun thing to do is walk down the Arbor Walk and see a cabaret of all the people who you just saw on that stage doing what they want to sing and doing in their own versions. But a lot of fun. You've been, do you know?
Oh, absolutely. It's a tremendous, tremendous place for a very full evening and or even an afternoon if it's a matinee. But something new this year, I think, is that through most shows, after the show, even if there isn't a cabaret, you can still get a drink at the restaurant.
Yeah, they're staying open. They're doing lunch. They're doing after theater. We're actually starting the cabaret during the first show, which has not been done. I don't think it's ever been done, because the problem is the first show always has a small cast, but right. I've started to up the cast sizes in the first show, and this show is, I think, 18 people, Richard, 16, 18 people.
So this is a significant show.
And they can do a cabaret. We only have four people, or in our case, five nuns a few years back, if you remember, there's not much of a cabaret going on. We're hoping. They'll start the second week of Buddy Holly, and they'll continue every weekend of the summer except for the opening weekends of each show, because the cast are just tired and they can't do it that opening weekend.
Right. But Sandy Hackett would have been a great cabaret by himself, I guess. But it would have been just him.
It would have been just him. Exactly.
All right. Let's get back to the music, the rock and roll music that we've started listening to. And again, we're going to go, Richard, to a very famous song, Peggy Sue.
Right.
Tell us about Peggy Sue.
Well, why don't I tell you about Peggy Sue? Peggy Sue originally was called...
No, wait. Richard, could you tell us about Peggy Sue?
I'll try if I can remember anything. Originally, it was called Cindy Lou.
Cindy Lou.
And Peggy Sue was Jerry, the drummer. His girlfriend's name was Peggy Sue. And they it's one of the first... In fact, it's the first song that they record for Norm Petty. And they play it for him as Cindy Lou, and it's a cha-cha-cha, and Norm directs them on how he encourages them to, really as he encourages them, he doesn't direct them, he encourages them to play the song the way they want to play it, which is much more rock and roll, which is what they do. As it turns out, Jerry comes up with a great new way to accompany it on the drums, but he won't play it unless Buddy agrees to change the name from Cindy Lou to Peggy Sue, because his girlfriend Peggy Sue told him that if he indeed changes the name that evening, she will allow him to take whatever he wants from her.
Wow!
For the first time.
Wow! Okay.
And so that's how it happens. And he marries Peggy Sue, and they were married. I think they're both still alive. I know she is, because she's just been interviewed recently.
Okay, we'll find her and we'll see if the story's true.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I have a confession to make. I'll make it on the air, and this doesn't have anything to do with either one of you, but just so you know, when this song came out, I had a girlfriend, a very young guy. I was like in the fifth grade or fourth grade or third grade, I can't remember, and the girl's name was Peggy Sue, and I sang this to her and told her I wrote it.
Did you really? Peggy Sue?
Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, if she's listening to the show...
You didn't write it.
I didn't write it. I don't think she bought it anyway, but anyway. So that's what... memory just came back to me. I can remember walking home telling her I wrote a song for her, and I sang Peggy Sue.
That's hilarious.
She lived on Covell Circle in Warwick, Rhode Island. So there we go. Now we can track her down. All right. Getting back to the show... And the fact that the show is based on so much music, over Is there really like 30 songs in this thing?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how many there are, but there are sure a lot of songs.
A lot of songs, yeah. And not necessarily all the songs are Buddy Holly in the show, or are they?
There are two that aren't.
Okay.
Why Do Fools Fall in Love and Johnny Be Good.
All right, and that's because those are people he was with.
Well, he emulated. First of all, the Why Do Fools Fall in Love was part of the bill, his last night in Clear Lake, Iowa. Johnny Be Good was because he was a great admirer of Jerry Lee Lewis. And
that's so just how it fits into the story, yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't in the original production in London. They put it in later on when the show was such a hit and people just wanted more and more.
Right.
They put the Johnny Be Good in it. It's right at the end of the show.
All right. I'm not too sure I know this next song. It's called True Love Ways. Will I recognize that one here?
You might. You might. I mean, I knew it the first time I heard it. Of course, I'm older than you.
I don't think so.
I don't know how true this is, but in our show, he writes a song for his wife, Maria Elena, and it is True Love Ways.
Hmm.
That is the song, and he writes it. It's the only song in the show that is not performed in a performance context. He writes it, and then he plays it for her when she wakes up in the morning. He's been up all night writing, and it really is was a big hit, but I don't know if that's the real origin of it.
All right, let's give it a listen.
I know it's going to be a disappointment to all you young lady boppers out there, but Buddy is now married to Maria Elena Santiago.
Just you know why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we sigh, sometimes we cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Just you know why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we sigh, sometimes we cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the days, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we sigh, sometimes we cry, and we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways. And we'll know why. Just you and I know true love ways.
Richard, we have time for one more before the next break, and another biggie. Why do fools fall in love?
Why do they?
Do you have the answer?
I've been trying for years.
Yeah, there's still no answer for our audience. Okay. Well, maybe Bill has the answer.
No answer.
Okay. Well, we wouldn't know because none of us are fools.
Well, you got that right.
There you go. All right. But in the show, this is you're going to actually hear a local radio announcer saying that it's February 2nd, 1959. So this is the day before the fatal day, right?
Right.
All right. We'll get that in, and then we'll be back with more of Theater by the Sea's Buddy Holly story.
It's dateline February 2nd, 1959, and the snow is a-coming down in the Midwest, and boy, is it a-colding. We are back on Conducting Conversations, sitting with Bill Haney and Richard Sabellico, who is the director of The Buddy Holly Story, the first show in this new season at Theater by the Sea. And Bill, there will be three other big shows following that one, right?
Absolutely. We come in next with West Side Story, as we know, a big show, followed by a really big show, The Wizard of Oz.
Wow.
And then we're going to end with another big show, a really fun show, Sister Act.
So
it's a good season.
Great season. Yeah. Everybody that sees your brochure says, wow, I can't believe all four of these in one season. Now, traditionally, the first show, as we mentioned, normally has been a some in past years. It's almost some of them been reviews or one year we had the Sandy Hackett thing, that kind of thing. But this year is a big production and a cast of 18.
Yes. Last year we kind of broached it with the, I think it was 11 or 12 in Smokey Joe's.
Right.
And that worked really well because Rat Pack started it. There is an audience here if you put a show on the stage they want to see. And the Rat Pack convinced me of that. Then the next year we did, as I said, Smokey Joe's did very well. And this show here is getting bigger. We're going to have to hold around this number because if you start getting into the 20s, you have really housing catastrophes as the new cast of 20-something shows up.
Right. But going into West Side Story, that's going to be an exciting thing. And then The Wizard of Oz. And then you close traditionally with a more adults theme show.
This is still not even that. It's just a contemporary, everybody knows the movie, and it's just a fun, fun show. Sister Act, we did it last year at North Shore, through the roof. Terrific. We brought almost the entire cast, all the main people are coming back to do our production here at Theater by the Sea, which these are pretty Broadway people, so.
Great. And Richard, there's nothing in the Buddy Holly show or story, production, that people should be reluctant to bring kids to, or is it?
Well, there's some language in the second act.
All right.
Well, actually, there's some language in the first act.
What, PG-13-ish kind of thing?
PG-13.
So, I would say. Not little
not
kids.
Not anything that no one has heard, trust me.
Okay.
There's no nothing untoward that a kid could see. Nothing like that happens.
And that probably seemed much worse on regular television.
Exactly. I mean, as far as that's concerned, it's strictly PG. There's just a couple of words here and there that parents might not want their kids seeing.
Well, good. We always want to make that clear and make sure everybody's comfortable before they get there. And moving along into the great music from this show, this next one, another big song, Chantilly Lace. And I don't think we need to say anything about it, right?
It speaks for itself.
All right, Chantilly Lace.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Papa speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Will I what? Do I what? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk. Make the world. That's what I like. What's that, honey? But oh, baby. But oh, all right, honey. You know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk. Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk. Make the world go round. Now, just a minute, fellas. We gotta do this thing here just one more time in case there's any of you ladies out there. Go, 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 go. Here we go. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down, a wiggle and a walk and a giggle and a talk. Lord, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl that made me act so funny. Spend my money, feel real loose like a long-haired goose, like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Chantilly Lace, certainly a huge, huge hit, and the story goes that things at Theater by the Sea always have great orchestration and music or band with it, and that's the case here. You didn't bring yourself a little cassette player with an orchestration in the background, right?
No, everybody, with the exception of maybe six of the characters in the show, so 12 of the characters in the show, all play an instrument, and they all have to play an instrument, and some play three and four instruments.
So this is happening right on the stage in this show.
It's all in, all intertwined with the storytelling, and it's very exciting to have in essence, it's a big band sound, especially on stage for the Clear Lake concert at the end.
Wow.
Which is the reproduction of the last night he performed in Clear Lake, Iowa.
All right.
It's very exciting to hear it. I mean, I've heard it so many times, and every time we start to rehearse it, it's an exciting sound.
Well, we go from one big song, Chantilly Lace, to another big song, La Bamba.
Hey, Richie, how about me and the Bopper join you for La Bamba, huh?
Hey, buddy, amigo, that is fine by me.
All right, well, let's do it.
We've come to another hour of great music, and Bill, I want to thank you once again for being here, as usual. It's always great to have you. And one more time for a phone number and website information.
It's 782-8587, and the easiest way always is theaterbythesea.com.
Theaterbythesea.com. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. The show opens on Wednesday and Thursday for previews, and then the big opening on Friday night, and then runs for a couple weeks right through June 19th, and then we're into West Side Story and The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
And after Wizard of Oz, Sister Act. So a lot of big things happening, as well as the Kids Fest, the Cabaret, the Bistro, all the things you should remember about Theater by the Sea. Beautiful, beautiful
summer
spot.
Has begun.
Summer has started. We're officially there. Memorial Day, and it's time to go. All right. Richard, thanks again for coming in.
It's my pleasure.
It's nice to see you again. We've had the privilege of having you here a couple times, and hopefully there'll be many, many more.
I hope so, unless this show is a big bomb.
I don't think you got to worry about that.
It most certainly will not be.
I'm sure it will not be. All right, we're kind of ending up to the Buddy Holly story here, and we have two kind of songs to play. I say that because, from my knowledge of it, one is a song, and then one is kind of a radio announcer announcing what's happened, and then the last song. And tell us, is this in fact the end of the show?
Yes, it is the end of the show. There's another song in here now, which we mentioned earlier, Johnny Be Good. But basically, the end of the show is Rave On, and then it goes into the announcement that you're going to play, and then it goes into Johnny Be Good, and then Oh Boy. Oh Boy closes both acts. Okay. When they play the Apollo in New York City, and then when the end of the show here.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Take in Theater by the Sea, and we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
You hella little things that you say to do, and make me want to be with you. I feel a rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's a kind of feeling. Then you say, I love you, you rave on. The way you dance and I hold me tight, the way you kiss and you say goodnight. A rave on, it's a crazy feeling, and I know it's a kind of feeling. You say,
believe in your love for me.
Rave on,
rave on and tell me,
tell me,
and answer me so loudly.
I'm High Pockets Duncan, and you have been listening to the music of my friend and yours, who in the last 18 months gave us all so much, the late, great Buddy Holly, who died today, February 3rd, 1959, in a tragic plane crash which has shocked the nation. Also killed in the crash were the pilot, Mr. Roger Peterson, and two of Buddy's good friends, Mr. J.P. Richardson, the Big Bopper, and Mr. Richie Valens. And the rest will just be rock and roll.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.